Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is up, everyone? A Tuesday, December 9th edition, the second half of Sports Talk getting underway. 7 o'clock, we'll have the Saints Hour. Voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, will be coming to you, and we'll have another rookie interview in store for you with running back Devin Neal, who had a pretty big day on Sunday in that victory for the black and gold in Tampa Bay in that slop. We still got a little bit of chilly weather here locally, but at least I'm hearing from the news that we're getting a warm-up tomorrow. Like you mentioned, Charlie, I've kind of had enough with the cold weather and ready to just enjoy the norm around here instead of having to bundle up so much and thinking about having a cup of coffee at 6 o'clock at night just because I'm a little bit chilly here in the studio.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I hate the cold. I'm a southern boy at heart. So, I'm ready for it to warm up a little bit because it's been too cold for too long down here. It's really funny. You remember we were talking with Joe Bartle and he's saying, oh, we're getting like 3 inches of snow up north.
Yeah, we don't have too much to complain about.
But he's a Packers fan, so he's used right to that. We're down here in the south. We're used to our own thing. So it's just different for everybody.
I love when folks will tell me too, oh, you're from New Jersey. I'm like, yeah, but I've been here for more time.
You've gotten used to it.
I've lived in New Orleans now than more than I grew up in New Jersey,
yeah,
the amount of time.
I gotcha.
20 plus years here, and it's like I think my blood has thinned out and adjusted. I don't have that that cold, you know, that desire in me to be a part of any of it. I never got into skiing even. Ice skating and hockey was one thing, but never got really into snowboarding, skiing, any of the things outside in cold weather that you see people doing and functioning.
Well, you know, I guess I'll transition it here. LSU thankfully will not have to deal with any kind of weather conditions because they're going to be in the nice, friendly confines. I'm not sure how friendly it's going to be with Houston staying at home, but an indoor stadium at NRG Stadium for the Texas Bowl.
Yeah, how many LSU fans will travel for the Texas
There's
Bowl?
There's a big LSU contingent in Houston. Like a lot of LSU alum. There's a big alum base out there. So I wouldn't be surprised to see a good showing from LSU fans. Granted, like I said, it is in Houston's backyard, the Cougars. Willie Fritz and Houston faithful will probably be a majority of the crowd. But Frank Wilson talked about it earlier today during his conference with the media, saying that he hopes that there's a strong purple and gold contingent in the stands to send off this Tiger 2025's team.
Yeah, and you know what? The Bayou Bengals right now, there's so much going on between the interim head coach getting ready for the bowl game, Lane Kiffin taking over as a head coach with the recruiting cycle just happening, and then now getting ready for the transfer portal to open up.
which opens on January 2nd.
Right.
There are some players that have already made it known that they're entering the transfer portal, so we'll see what ends up happening. It's such a flurry of a calendar. I remember we talked about this last year with how the college football playoff kind of ended. The quarterfinal games, which are all the big bowl games like the Sugar Bowl and the Rose Bowl and all that good stuff, they're played still around New Year's Day. It's the New Year's Six still, right? But once you move on to the semifinal round and then the national championship, I mean, you're deep into the portal window. It doesn't make much sense to me that you can see teams still competing for a national championship and then the rest of the country's poaching players from different rosters. The college calendar
doesn't line up properly.
It just has to be adjusted with the new rules in place, and they haven't done anything to fix it. Because, as Michael always says, the NCAA is useless. You know, it's something that needs to be resolved, Steve, because right now it's just a mess. Buddy came on with us and told us. We've had Coach Sumwald tell us. We've had Coach Selfo from Southeastern tell us. Basically, every coach that we've interviewed on Sports Talk within the last few months has told us that, hey, the college calendar stinks right now with how it's currently constructed. It needs to be reviewed, rehashed, and just fixed.
Yesterday.
Yes, I don't know what's taken so long. They're just not doing anything about it. But here we are. The transfer portal window will open on January 2nd, and that's something that, you know, Mike and I were talking about, and we talked with Buddy Sanji earlier on in the show about, that the reason to be optimistic if you're an LSU fan in year one with Lane Kiffin, Mike had put it perfectly. No coach in college football embraced the transfer portal quicker than Lane Kiffin. He was the first one to say, I can take advantage of this. I can make my roster better. And while other coaches took a little bit longer to get used to it, Brian Kelly, Dabo Sweeney, Lane Kiffin was ahead of the times, so to speak. And so him coming into LSU with all the resources that LSU will give him to build a roster through the transfer portal, because like we've said, with the small recruiting class that LSU kind of brought in, only 14 players, how quality over quantity there, they're probably going to be dipping their feet into the transfer portal multiple different times to bring in players that can be instant contributors on LSU's roster for 2026. That includes maybe quarterback, that includes other premier positions, secondary help, offensive line help. He's going to dive into it. And that's why I think LSU fans should be excited, is because he's shown that he's willing to do it at Ole Miss, and he was like ahead of the game at Ole Miss. So it's going to be something interesting to follow once we actually get to the portal window.
Looking at this LSU team, interim head coach Frank Wilson spoke with the media today as the Bayou Bengals now start getting ready for that Texas Bowl against Houston. He was asked about his future and what's ahead, who's going to be available for the matchup, and a whole lot more. Here is interim head coach for LSU, Frank Wilson.
Excited about the opportunity to play a 9-3 Big 12 opponent. Like it from a geographical standpoint of our ability to travel. For the families of our student athlete, as well as the fans of our program. So excited about facing a quality opponent. As for us, I think we'll have the guys that we finished the season with. We're still working through it. We got a couple of guys, young guys, that have played in reserve roles that have entered the portal. Some will play, some may not necessarily. And Ahmad Bro, a defensive tackle, who will play through the bowl game, but has publicly announced and have sat with me to discuss going into the portal. Jelani Watkins, Kylan Billiott are the two young receivers who have decided to go into the portal. But as far as opt-outs, we're not at the point where we've had those guys. We were in discussion with some of those veteran players who may opt out in the case of Jack Byburn, maybe, and a couple of more guys, but we haven't finalized that just yet. But we're anticipating having the lion's share of our team in quantity and in quality to be able to participate.
Have you, at this point, gotten any clarity on your future with the team after the Texas Bowl?
I mean, we've had conversations, and for me and for Coach Kiff, it's let's play this game on the 27th, and we'll go into those details later. We just want to finish what we've started with this football team, with the team of 2025, give them our undivided attention, before transition happens. And so until then, nothing will necessarily happen in that regard. You know, there'll be opportunity there. Where that lies, I'm not sure. But the priority is our current football team.
Hey, Coach, what's the status of Garrett Nussmeier going into this game?
Yeah, so those guys who finished on the back end, from an injured standpoint, Garrett Nussmeier, Mansoor Delane, Aaron Anderson, Breland Moore, those guys are still in the capacity. Mansoor is out. Garrett is out. Aaron Anderson is not likely, and Breland Moore has a chance. We'll see if he's ready to go. And Whit Weeks will be out.
You mentioned Whit Weeks there. Has he talked to you about, you know, his future at LSU, his prospects in the draft, any of that?
We have had discussion about it. It is still open for discussion. I know he met with Coach Kiff about it as well. So it's an ongoing conversation.
The offensive coaches that are going to be going back to Ole Miss, are you going to have those guys back for the bowl? Because even if they win, they don't – well, I mean, I don't know. Do you think you'll have them back for the bowl if they lose, I guess? Or how do you see that?
No, the staff that we finish the season with will be the staff that coach in the bowl game.
Okay. And, Frank, how strange is it to be – coaching this game and with some other guys in the same situation, not knowing for sure if you are coming back?
You know, I've done it before, so it's not totally strange for me individually. You know, there's a 2025 football team that I've been a part of. We've been a part of since inception, the beginning of this season, that has one more game to finish. And so that's very, very natural for us because of my relationship with Coach Kiff. It allows us to have smooth transition interaction in the building. So excited about the future for LSU. Coach Kiff and we'll do a great job here. There's great harmony amongst and coexisting with all of us in the building because we're all pulling for LSU. So it's honestly, it's been very smooth for us.
Yeah, and I guess kind of touching a little bit more on Lane, I guess, have you guys, or when do you start bowl preparation, and how much has he sort of done some evaluations of current players on the roster, and or do you anticipate that sort of being what bowl prep is for some of these guys on the team?
Yeah, so we start today. We start our training today for bowl preparation with our first on the field practice being Thursday moving forward. I would assume he's here early in the morning. He's here late in the evening, evaluating, communicating, everything from roster management to the things that will be necessary as he assembles his full staff. And so there's constant evaluation of the organization in totality. And so I can't tell you specifically what he's looking for, what he's not looking for, but he's present. He's in the building and doing a great job in evaluating the process of moving forward with our organization.
Hey, Coach, why was it important for you guys to play in this bowl game? We've seen other programs with bowl records opt out when they dealt with coaching changes. Why was it important for you guys to play?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's important to finish what we've started, that the experience for the student athlete is the ultimate of what you're trying to accomplish. And to take that from these young men was something we never actually put on the table. It's something that they wanted. It's something that we as a university wanted to do to complete a season and to send these seniors out the right way with an opportunity for victory as they conclude their careers here at LSU. That's a forever thing for us. And so I don't even know that there was discussion of not competing in a bowl game. It was never brought up to me. And so we're fortunate. We're excited about the opportunity to finish the season the right way.
Coach, when it comes to this recruiting class, how difficult was it to sort of put it together, and how much work was Coach Kiffin doing behind the scenes to sort of keep it together?
For many of these student athletes, the courtship had been going on for 3 to 4 years. And so a lot of diligence and hard work had gone in. You know, and in as much as it's an ever-changing time, relationships do matter because they allow you to withhold the test of time. I think naming a head coach gave validity and stability to the class. I think Coach Kiffin's conversation with those young men helped solidify decisions that they had made. And collectively, we were able to close out on a class that predominantly was done years in advance, and with the addition of some key components to wrap it up. But we think it was one of the better classes in the country, and excited about the class that we were able to put together.
You know, 10 years ago, LSU played in this bowl game. It was sold out. You had Patrick Mahomes going up against Leonard Fournette. I mean, a lot has changed. How do you view it? I mean, is it still an exciting opportunity? You know, Houston, they're playing in their hometown. I would imagine they're hoping to have a lot of red in the stands and get their opportunity to beat LSU. So what excitement can you generate with the team going into this matchup?
Yeah, you know, I think anytime you put our brand on the field, it garners excitement. I think anytime you wear that helmet, there's an expectation and a standard of going out and playing with high enthusiasm and fierce effort, fanatical effort. I think you'll get that from our football team. The guys that'll be participating are excited about this opportunity. 10 years ago, I was part of that game as we took on a freshman named Patrick Mahomes and Texas Tech at that game. It's something we're looking forward to. I think it'll naturally, again, geographically, it'll allow student athletes, families, and fans to be able to transition to a site that's not too far in distance. And hopefully that we can match or be better with fan support in the stands.
I know you were asked about the staff coaching this game, but, you know, guys like Brad Davis, Kyle Williams, I mean, we know these guys are professionals, right? They're putting the team first and, you know, putting themselves on the back burner as they get ready for this game.
Of course they are. They're the ultimate pros in what they're doing and what we're doing. And it's been great to support from Coach Kiff and encouraging. And I think we'll be in position to put our best foot forward with our team and with the staff that'll be coaching the team.
Frank, obviously this isn't the first time that you've met Coach Kiffin. You worked under him before. How would you just describe, I don't know, maybe his strengths and his qualities as a head coach to those of us who are sort of getting to know him for the first time?
Yeah, outstanding leadership, a savant of football when it comes to the knowledge of the game, great leadership and foresight and building a program. So we're very fortunate to have him here at LSU.
That was LSU interim head coach Frank Wilson getting those Tigers ready for the Texas Bowl coming up December 27th against Houston. One of the big takeaways from that, we heard Frank Wilson talk about the fact that cornerback Mansoor Delane, quarterback Garrett Nussmeier, and also linebacker Whit Weeks will not be available for the bowl game. And saw online as well that the team plans to leave on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I mean, once he talked a little bit about it as well. With it being in Houston, they don't really need to travel that far. It's kind of a short trip over to Texas, and then they can play the Texas Bowl. I loved hearing from Coach Wilson saying that the opt-out thing was never a discussion
right,
for LSU. You see all these programs. This was my triple option yesterday during Second Guess, Steve. There have been at least 10 programs, and majority of them being Power 4 programs, that have said, we don't want to play a bowl game. Lead among them is Notre Dame and the
right,
ridiculous hissy fit that they've been throwing since they were left out of the playoff, but also a bunch of 5-7 teams. And, you know, Iowa State opted out of their bowl game. It makes sense. Matt Campbell's moving to Penn State. I understand that much. But LSU is going through their own coaching change, and Frank Wilson and the Tigers staff, that they said that it was never a discussion with the players, that the players wanted to play. Just wrap up the season the right way, as he said. And I respect LSU. I respect Coach Wilson for doing that, because kind of in the new era where bowl games are becoming more and more meaningless and they're going the way of the dinosaur almost, that right, Coach Wilson and the Tigers still put some type of, I guess, validity
to playing in a bowl game. I like to see that.
It means something to them at least.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to take a break. When we get back, talk a little NBA about the Pelicans. Writer for The Athletic, Will Guillory, will join us. Derek Queen, a triple-double, but spoiled by a Pelicans' seventh straight loss last night. Coming back with more sports talk, folks, right after this. Stay tuned on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Welcome back into Sports Talk, folks. Here it is, a chilly edition. This is December 9th on a Tuesday as we're talking some Pelicans action. I went down last night. The Birds going down to the San Antonio Spurs. Hard-fought game from the team. And, man, I feel like we'd be talking a lot more about what Derek Queen did yesterday if it was a victory, helping us break things down a lot more. Will Guillory of The Athletic, NBA writer there. Will, man, oh, man, thanks for joining us. How you doing right now?
I'm doing well, man. Appreciate y'all for having me on.
Appreciate the time. And, yeah, things for this Pelicans team just have not been going well this year. You know, you start looking for any kind of light or something positive, and right now that has definitely been the play of Derek Queen coming up big again at home against the San Antonio Spurs. And maybe some folks are not questioning as much as why Joe Dumars gave up next year's first-round pick for this kid.
Yeah, I mean, it was a tremendous, risk making that trade. You know, even if Derek Queen ends up being a guy that's, you know, a perennial all-star, just because of the risk of, you know, what they might end up giving up if that pick ends up being the top three pick in what a lot of people consider to be a really good draft. But, I mean, we've seen, you know, exactly what they thought they were getting in Derek Queen. And, you know, Joe Dumars and Troy Weaver spoke really high of what they thought of Derek Queen on and off the court, and you know his IQ, his ability to be a hub on offense, and he's shown all of it. And it's been surprising to see, you know, how comfortable he's looked so early in his career. Remember, this is a guy who was hurt throughout training camp, had a wrist surgery after summer league and still has come in and, you know, put up huge numbers in his first 25 games as a rookie. I think it's really impressive, and I think it's a big win for the Pels because, you know, I've said it a million times. I think the main thing the Pels needed coming into this season more than anything was Zion or Willie Green. They needed to hit on those two first-round picks, and it looks like they did just that.
You know, Will, you had the numbers for Derek Queen. It felt like we've talked to different Pelicans reporters throughout this season, and it's been the third quarter again that has really hurt them at times. But you go into halftime down 20 against the Spurs team without Wemby, and you're thinking, oh, this is just over. And then Derek Queen, it felt like he by himself willed the Pelicans back into that game where he was just not going to allow them to have another poor third quarter. 21 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists. He was perfect from the field and perfect from the free throw line in the third quarter alone. I know that you had those stats up. And just his intensity coming out of the locker room, it was such a breath of fresh air for a Pelicans team that really has struggled in that third quarter coming out of halftime breaks a bunch of different times this year.
Yeah, it was one of the craziest performances I've seen in one quarter in quite some time. I mean, for a rookie to come out and just dominate the game the way he did, and I think, you know, it's so impressive the way the offense just runs through him and all of those guys really trust him to make the right decisions. And you see, you know, him really bringing the best out of Trey Murphy, having Murphy being able to move off the ball more often. You saw Herb Jones come back from an 8-game absence using his off-ball movement to really make an impact. I think he's just a really great fit with some of the pieces the Pels have. And, you know, when you have a guy like that who you know is going to find you in the right spots and make great decisions, it makes you, you know, cut harder. It makes you want to set the right screen because you know you're going to get the ball. And I think you're starting to see that now. The more they run offense through him, those guys understanding that, hey, if I'm in the right spot, he's going to find me and he's going to make the game easier for me. And I think that does so much for this offense because they depend so much on Zion and him not being there. They need a guy who can generate those shots to everybody else, and Queen is looking like he can be that guy already.
Well, two-part question here, because last night at the end of the game, I guess this is, I'll start off with the situation where Trey Murphy hits the three and the Pelicans go up one, and then Dylan Harper, who you had correctly mentioned was excellent last night, the former number two overall pick in this past year's draft for the Spurs, he's going to be a stud in the NBA for a long time. I remember when we were doing draft preview, we're like, oh, you know, if the Pelicans don't get the number one pick and get Cooper Flagg, Dylan Harper's a pretty good consolation prize. And then they ended up falling to seven, and that's a whole other story. But Harper gets the lay-in to put the Spurs back up one. And then you're in those final 10 seconds, and you drop a play for Queen, which is fine, but he takes a three-point shot. I texted Steve, and I was just like, why? You're down one. Just, I mean, go for a better look than that. I mean, it was an open look for Queen, and it just hit the front iron and it missed. So this actually kind of leads into my question here about James Borrego and what you've kind of seen from him since taking over for Willie Green. I know that the offense has seen an uptick in production. Obviously, he's an offensive-minded guy. But then you see kind of moments like that. You're just wondering, like, come on, man. You can get a better look than just a three when you're only down one with 10 seconds left.
Yeah, I think that's more like just a rookie being in that situation for the first time, getting excited to see how wide open he was, and he was like, I got to take the shot. And you're right, you don't have to take that shot. You got time to step in and take an 18-footer, a shot you're more comfortable with. But I think, you know, that's really what that was more than anything. I think a rookie just kind of, you know, overreacting to a big moment, you know, kind of having the whole crowd staring at him like that and just taking the shot. And I think, you know, going back to your original question with Borrego, I think Borrego's done a really good job stepping into this role and kind of, you know, shifting some of the priorities for this team. While they didn't have really a lot of practice time, they're getting their first really extended run of practice time to really get some of Borrego's principles in. And I think he's done a great job of really shifting some of the things they do. Like you said, they're playing at a faster pace by prioritizing the defensive boards more. They're getting Queen and Fears, you know, more involved. They're running more to offense through their two rookies. So I think he's done a really good job. Obviously, they had some really bad losses along the way. They don't really have any wins along the way. They only got 3 wins the whole season. But I think Borrego, you know, you see some of the stuff that he wants to put in, and you see the way the guys are responding to him. And I think it's been a positive so far. Obviously, they got to win more games. They got to get some more of their good players back in the lineup. You see, like I said, Herb's back in the last game. I think Jordan Poole should be back relatively soon. So as they get some more of these guys back, I think they're going to be more competitive. But I think you want to continue to see this offense tick up the way Borrego wants it to. And I think you want to see, again, Derek Queen continue to play at this level.
Well, what's going on with Zion, man? What's the story? You know, we hear so many different things, and I know he's dealing with the latest injury right now, waiting to be reevaluated once again. But, I mean, I hate to say that. Does he want to be here? Does he want to be a Pelican? Does he want to play in New Orleans? Because we just don't see him ever on the court.
Yeah, I mean, it's just really unfortunate that, you know, these injuries just keep popping up because, you know, today I saw him at practice and, you know, he's doing what he's usually doing today, was putting in extra work, spending time around the guys. You know, I think a lot of people see him on the injury list, see him sitting on the bench during these games, and they kind of make the assumption, like you said, that he doesn't want to play, he doesn't want to be here. But I think, you know, that I personally don't think it's true. I think he wants to play. I think he's not a guy who's just sitting out these games on purpose. It's just that these injuries just keep popping up, and I think, you know, he's trying to find ways to alleviate it, but I think I just think it's just a recurring thing over and over again that the injuries keep putting him down. And I think it's not only hurting him, it's just hurting the franchise, just having him go down. And you just see the reactions around, you know, his teammates, the coaches, because they know how important he is. And to see these injuries pop up over and over again, it's just a morale killer, especially this season when, you know, you get rid of B.I., you get rid of C.J., you say, all right, we're going to make, you know, Z the guy more than we ever have before. And then he comes up with the hamstring injury. And he comes up with this latest injury, the adductor. And it's just really tough to really have faith in that guy as your face of the franchise. And I think, you know, as you're seeing Derek Queen and Jeremiah Fisk step into this role, I think it's a lot easier for everybody in the building to say, hey, it's probably just easier just to lean into these guys instead of just hoping that things are going to turn around with Zion, because we keep seeing the same story over and over again.
Well, that's exactly where I was going to go with the question, Will. I mean, does Derek Queen's emergence specifically as a big man of the future for the Pelicans franchise, does it make Zion expendable? Are you ready to say, okay, we have these two rookies that have performed exceptionally well early on in their NBA careers, let's try to add some future assets and kind of build for, you know, next year and beyond? Because right now in a 3-22 hole, you're not really going to make a run at anything this year unless you really start winning some games very soon. So does it make Zion expendable on this roster? Do you try and figure out a move for him and then just completely buy into Queen and Fierce?
I mean, it certainly feels like it's trending that way, right? Like you said, having the team shift more towards Derek Queen and Jeremiah Fierce, and we could throw Trey Murphy and Herb Jones in there as well, and just being like, okay, we have the next guys who can move on to. Let's see what we can get for Zion. And, you know, as we talked about before, this is a team that doesn't have a first-round pick in 2026. So I'm sure they're going to try to find ways to get some more draft assets, to find, you know, a way to just get more young guys on this roster, especially if you're building around, you know, a 19-year-old and a 20-year-old. You want to get some other young guys that can, you know, grow up with them and mature and really be the foundation of what you want to be 2-3 years from now. And I think, like I said, I think Zion is trying to make it work. I think he's been around the team, but I think, you know, what you're seeing from Queen and Fears now is just like, all right, these are the guys now. This is what it has to be. And, you know, in a perfect world, he comes back and you get to see, you know, a stretch of 30, 40 games with him next to Queen. And how does that look and how can they execute? And we've seen like little flashes of them playing well together, but I think ultimately in the back of your mind, you got to be like, all right, look, Queen is the guy, Fears is the guy. Let's just figure out what we have in them and then go from there.
Awesome stuff always, Will. Thank you so much for the time, man, and hopefully get some wins soon enough from this Bird Gang in the Smoothie King Center. It's been pretty rough.
Yeah, just any wins, not even some. Just get
right.
One.
Any, right. There you go. Thank you, Will.
Thanks, Will.
Appreciate you guys.
NBA writer covering the Pels and all things National Basketball Association for the Athletic, Will Guillory. And yeah, it was just a rough go for the Pels last night, and hopefully they can get back in the win column on Thursday with Portland. We're going to take a break, come back with more sports talk right after this, folks, on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Yesterday, Manning Family Children's released their grand total of our Odyssey New Orleans Light of the Season Radiothon. And thanks to your generosity, folks, we raised $172,000. Together, we'll make a difference in their lives, the health, the futures of so many children and their families. On behalf of all of us at WWL and Odyssey New Orleans, thank you, folks, for those kind donations. We're going to take a break, come back with more as we close out Sports Talk here on WWL right after this. Wrapping up tonight's edition of Sports Talk, folks. Tomorrow, what's Drew Brees have to say about the Saints-Bucks game? Don't miss QB to QB with Drew Brees and Bobby Hebert tomorrow on Sports Talk. Bobby and Drew will size up the Saints' performance against Tampa Bay and, of course, Tyler Shuck's execution at quarterback and their take on their next matchup coming up against the Carolina Panthers in the Dome. Don't miss QB to QB. That's tomorrow's Ultimate Saints Conversation, 4:30 right here on WWL. Coming up next, folks, the Saints Hour. Voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, has rookie Devin Neal in the radio huddle tonight. You're not going to want to miss that. For Charlie Long, I'm Steve Geller. Have a great evening, folks, and talk to you more on Sports Talk tomorrow. Have a great evening. Who dat?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.